1-800-DUIOA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUIOA.com or call
1-800-DUIOA.
If you order something online, like a piece of furniture, and they mess up on the delivery once, shame on them.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you reorder from the same place and it happens again, shame on you.
Ooh, is that how the saying's going now?
Uh-oh. But if it happens a third time,
oh my God.
Why would it?
Shame on us.
Oh.
Because it's probably a prank phone call.
I see.
And that's exactly what happens with one woman who's already told her husband that they had better get her furniture delivery right this time.
Uh-oh.
Or else she's gonna lose it. And she does in your brand new phone tap.
Okay.
That's happening right now.
It's another phone tap.
And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello?
Hey, this is Lenny calling from Moving Services. Good morning. Is this Melissa?
Yeah, this is she.
Oh, great. Hey, I have your couch here, and I'm pretty close to your place, so I just want to let you know I'm on the corner of 90th Avenue and Spring.
Okay, so you're close. I'll go outside so you know which place it is.
Oh, well, hold on. Before you do that, how do you feel about maybe meeting me here, and then you can take it the rest of the way?
What do you mean?
You know, like, you can drive to me, and then you can just take the couch and take it on with you.
No, I need it delivered to my house.
Okay, yeah, no, that sounds good. And if you meet me here, then you can deliver it to your house, you see? I'll even help you put it in the truck. Do you have a truck?
What?
I have a dolly.
What is going on? I paid for you to deliver my couch.
I mean, I wish I could, but legally I can't.
What?
Technically I cannot.
What are you talking about?
Look, I need to explain something to you. I kind of, sort of have a cord-issued ankle bracelet.
A what?
Yeah, an ankle bracelet. You know, so...
What is your problem?
My problem is that your place is a few blocks outside of where I'm allowed to go.
You have an ankle bracelet like you're like a criminal?
Well, no, I'm not a criminal.
Oh my God.
I'm like a, you know, used to be. I'm like a happy reformed.
Are you serious?
It's not that dramatic. No, it's not. Oh my God. It's very.
You know how long I've waited for this delivery? Your ankle bracelet is not my problem. I'm frustrated with this whole situation. This is ridiculous. This would, you know, this would only happen to me.
Hold on, though. Look, listen, I'm trying to tell you, I am a glass half full kind of guy, and I am a hard worker, ma'am. I'm willing to do anything we can to get you this couch delivered, okay?
Yeah, just bring it to my house.
I would do that, but I'd probably serve about 10 years at least if I did, so I can't.
It's not funny.
Can't really.
Your problem is not my problem. You need to take care of this. I don't care if you have to hire someone else.
Hold on. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Wait, I just got an idea. Hold on. Hey, kids, you guys want to make some money?
What?
Hey, no, come over here to my van. Yeah, $10 each, Steve. No, hey.
Oh, my God.
Hey.
What the hell are you doing?
Oh God, they ran off. Stupid kids. I mean,
what is wrong with you? You just offer kids money to come into your van? And you have an ankle? Oh, my God.
No wonder they seem scared. Those kids, they were fast. They ran right away, huh? I didn't even think of that.
Seriously, you need to figure something out. I took time off work for this delivery.
Okay.
Let me think.
Hold on. I can do this.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I got it. If I go southeast, I can get pretty close, actually. Yeah, because of the radius I'm allowed.
Whatever.
Hold on.
Whatever. Just do it.
Okay. Just let me look up the directions. Hold on my GPS. Oh,
what now?
Well, I just looked at the other route I was going to take, and there's a school. And I can't do that either for other reasons I can't legally
say. You can't go near a school? What did you do?
Well, I would tell you more, but it's a long story. And if you knew what I had gotten into, that would have made the thing I said about the van earlier really funny.
It's not funny to me. What is your manager's name? You are an idiot, and I can't handle talking to you anymore.
Okay. I actually, I don't want to confuse you. I have two managers. One's name is Brooke, and one name is Jeffrey.
What?
You may know them as Brooke and Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning because you're actually on the air with us right now.
What?
This is a prank phone call.
Oh, my.
Your husband Trevor set you up.
He did this?
Yeah, he said your couch delivery got messed up the first two times. So he was like, she's going to be on edge about this couch, man.
He's right. I told him if they messed up, I was going to go ballistic.
Honestly, I would help deliver the couch. I just can't lift anything over 3 pounds. That's not a doctor's order. I'm just very weak. Okay, well, you're laughing now, and this is the true part. This is the real part of the phone call.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.